We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the end of a line. Om Rabbi Yechonon ben Da'avoy. Dalad Dvarim Socholim Malachi Hasharis. There are 4 things that Malachi Hasharis taught me. We'll see who that was exactly. Which Malachi Hasharis? What are the 4 things? Chigrin, someone has children who limp. Bnei Ma'avion, where they come from? Peshahayfkim es Shulchanom, because they hayfkim es Shulchanom. What does that mean? So there's 2 pshatim. Either means that they have biyash like a darka, and hayfkim Shulchanom means like the mafarish says panim keneged oirif. Shabbat Mahashem Shleikadarka, that's number one. Or, Shaif Rishchonah means, He Lamaila Hulamata. The halacha is, B'shas Tashmish, really, it's supposed to be Hu Lamaila and He Lamata. And if Haifchun Shechonah, then Chigrin come from that. I think it means the children. It could be means even He himself gets a Inish. Not clear. That's number one. Ilmen Pnei Mahavayin. How does a person give birth to Ilmen, people who can't, children who can't talk? Peshim Mishnash Gimal Oisim Akam. Because they're Menashik on Oisim Akam, and that's not correct. Charoshim prema havyim peshim esaprim b'shas tashmish, because they talk b'shas tashmish, and therefore the oinish is that they can't talk or can't hear. Sumim prema havyim, where would a sumim come from? Peshim estaklim b'isim akum, because the estaklim b'isim akum. Now, what's wrong with esaprim b'shas tashmish? So there's 2 pshatim. Taisvis is mashma. The reason is because it's supposed to be mishamish behetzna, and if they talk, people hear them, and that's not sneis. The Ravid says, the pshat is, because they talk too much, they'll land up putting their das on another woman, which is also not correct. V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha. We said over here these 4 things, that Rabbi Yechonon ben Da'avoy said over. I'm going to ask you a kasha, we'll see a makom where it's the latter talk. Sholu was Ima Shalom. They asked Ima Shalom, who was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, Pema b'necha yofifim. Why are your children so beautiful? Om v'lehem. So she said to them, she explained to them, "Eini misapa email b'tchilas laila v'sef laila. I'm not mishamish. Misapa is lashon of tashmish here. Not by the beginning of the night, not the end of the night. Only el b'chatzos laila, middle of the night. And the reason is because that's in the beginning of the night, there's people around, and you hear other people, and land up thinking about other people. And in the morning also, there's people around. Therefore, middle of the night, when there's no one around, that's when she's mishamish. Ukshu misaper when Eliezer is mishamish, megal tefach mechas tefach." He uncovers 1 tefach and covers a tefach, which means the 2 tefachayim, we allow an isha to uncover herself when she goes to the bathroom, he covers 1 of those tefachim. V'doyim alav k'mi shekafu sheid. And the way Ran learns, it means he does the maisa very quickly, that in order that he shouldn't think about anything else. It's like kafu sheid, like someone's forcing him to do it very quickly. The Raivin and Baal Nefesh, the other pshatim in this, that it means that he doesn't do it only for his own hana. He does it for her hana, not for his own hana. V'amarti loy, and she says, she asked her husband, "Matam, why are you doing this way?" V'amvali, and he answered, "Kadesh le etein es einai v'isha acheres. I shouldn't put my eyes on another isha." V'nimtzu banav banli mamzeres. Turns out the children would come to mamzeres. So here you see that she talked to him in the middle of tashmish because she asked him, like, "Why are you doing it this way?" Gemara's answers like Kasha. That we said you now talk about things is dafka other things besides the tashmish, but for tashmish things you're allowed to talk about those in yonim. So this sounds a little bit like the olam pshat. Like we said over from the Ravid, that the reason why you're not allowed to talk is they shouldn't think about other things. So the chilik is if it's mila tashmish you're allowed to talk. If it's other things you're not allowed to talk. If it's taisus pshat because people might hear you, you have to say that mila tashmish usually you don't say so loud so people won't hear. These 4 things that we said over is Yechonon ben Da'avoy's shita. Av Amu Chachamim, Ein Alach Yechonon ben Da'avoy. Chachamim says not Alach Yechonon ben Da'avoy. Ella Kol Masha Adam Reitz Alas Vishtoy. Anything a person wants to do with his wife, Oisa he could do. Marshal Abasa Abav Beis Atabach. It's like someone picks up meat from the butcher store. Rots Alach LeMalach Ochle. Wants to eat it with salt, eats it with salt. Sli Ochle Ochle. Wants to eat it roasted, he roasts it. Mavoshal Ochle. Wants to eat it cooked, eats it. Shalok means overcooked Ochle. Even and the same thing as fish that comes from the fish catcher, the same thing that you're allowed to make it anyway. And they speak out that the fish you can even eat with chalav. Basa you only eat with basa. You can't eat with chalav. The fish you can eat with chalav. It's even better. Akapodim, the chum say you can do whatever you want with your wife. Now it's important to show what it means exactly. It doesn't mean all 4 things that Yechon ben Da'avoy mentioned, or it means dafka the hafichas hashulchan. So a lot of Rishonim say it means like the Balei Nefesh says it only means the part of Fichas HaShulchan that is Mutar according to Rabbanim, but all three things are Asr. The Rambam says that Rabbi Yechim, they argue all four things, but actually Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yechim and Davai. So that all four things are Asr, but he holds the Rabbanim arguing all four things. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Who was this Malachi Asharis that told Yechim and Davai these things? Omar Meimar, Malachi Asharis, Ma Malachi Asharis, who does Malachi Asharis have told Yechim and Davai these halachas? It's the Rabbanon, it was Chazal. It was the Rabbanon. Did he tell Malachi Asharis Mamish? And my Omar Yechanan ain't a lachka Yechim and Davai. Heck, he said, no, we don't pass the Yechim and Davai. Ha'inu Bakir, Baturus of Lat, Fei. They are more Baki, Baturus of Lat. See, Klar means before, the Turus of Lat. Those things says if someone does these things, they'll have children are limp or blind, so went to Vlad. So says that they know much better than Turus of Vlad. But my Karlua. It's not Torah Shemayim. They're telling him over some facts that Einshim that's Bashemayim. Torah Shemayim means the halachas. This is saying what Einish happens from these things. My Karlu Lachay Asharis. Why they call Lachay Asharis? The Mitzaynik of Lachay Asharis. They stand out like Lachay Asharis. Tamid Chacham stand out like it says in the Haggadah. Mlamit Shahoyu Shom Mitzuyonim Sham, which means that it says that Mitzrayim they stood out. Why? Because they didn't run Loshino Hashmal, Loshino Mabusham. Here also they stand out. These Rabbanon stand out, therefore we call them Malachi Asharis. Ahida Asayla Kameh the Rebbe. There was a certain Isha that came to Rebbe. Omra Loi, she said to him, she was complaining to him, Rebbe, Arachti Loi Ashokhan, Vahafku, that he did a Fichas Ashokhan. Either it means Biyash Loi Kadarko, or it means it was Hu Lamaila and Hu Lamata and He Lamaila. So she complained to Rebbe, says, you know, look what he's doing. He's not doing correct. He's not doing something correct. Amalah biti Torah tirucha. The Torah was matter you to him. It says ki yikach ish isha. She lekucha lelas b'kochef. So like Rashi, the Ran says, v'nima aslach, what should I do for you? A similar story. He does say, come to Rav. Amalah Rebbe, rach le'eshochem v'hofchu. My husband's being hoifich eshochem. Amalah ma'ishno v'benisa. Why are you different than a fish? Try that today, telling someone that when it comes to Rav, says, you know, you're not worse than a piece of fish. That's what Rav told this woman, saying that's what they could do. And again, in halacha, it's not so partially passed like this. You have to look in Evan Ezra and in Simon Reish Mem and Aruch Chaim that it's Shukas Shukal Stira there, but it's very not partially how we pass him. V'lo Yisurah Akhar Levavchem, Kan Omer Rebbe, Ayish to Odom Mekoizeh, V'idinim Mekoiz Achar. Part of the pasuk of Dimlai Surah Levavchem is a person should not have his eyes on this woman and he's having a task with this woman and has his eyes on a different woman. That's also to do. Omra Vina, Lo Nitzucha, the chiddush of this is pasuk, a fremd woman, it's pasuk. Ela Filu Beis Nasha, they're both your wives, you have two wives, you shouldn't be Mashamish one wife and have your mind on the other wife. That is also to do, Altsvalos Surah Levavchem. The pasuk says, it says that we're going to weed out the people who are mardim and poishim bi. Omer Rav Levi, elu, these mardim, these people who rebelled, you know where they come from? They come from the Bnei Teisha Midas. They're the children of the Teisha Midas, the nine different Midas, the nine different type of situations which make Tashmish Asa. Bnei Osnas Mishkach. What do they stand for? Bnei Ema Bnei Anusa, that's one. Bnei Ema Bnei Anusa are, Bnei Ema is someone who puts fear into his wife until she is mezakik to him. Or Anusa, which means he actually forces her to have tashvish. Both those cases are also to do. And if they do that, the children will not be good. Bnei Snua, those are children of a Snua. If someone hates his wife and still he has beer with her, it's no good because he probably has his mind on something else, and therefore that's not proper. And all the Achrayim talk about what happened with Leah. It says Leah was snua. So Mashiach says that Leah wasn't really snua. Snua means that she hated Esav. All his other pshatim, I in the Mefarshim. Bnei Nidui, that means if he's Benidui and he has Tashmish, that's the children will not be good. And really, it's a shalom about katan if a menuda is mutar b'tashmish or not. I in the Rishashia, bnei tmura, which means he was mishamish one of his wives, and he thought she was the other one. Bnei meriva, if he's in a fight, which means they're not really sanua, but they're in a fight, they didn't make up, he should not have tashmish at that time. Bnei shikris, if he's drunk, also it's not proper. The Ran says the reason is because he'll end up putting his mind on different lady. Bnei grusha aleiv, if he plans on divorcing her. Also, then he's not allowed to have mishamish to her. Bnei Aruvia, Ravuvya, which means, the Ran says it means, Shabola Kam Bnei Adam, which is Shver Tayshonim explains it means someone who doesn't wait 3 months from his one wife to another wife, if he gets divorced or his wife dies, he doesn't wait he dies, and another man marries this woman, that he doesn't wait 3 months, that's called Bnei Ravuvya. You're not sure which husband it belongs to, so that the first husband or second husband, that's called Bnei Ravuvya. I don't do Avchana. Bnei Chutzpah is where she asks for Tashmish. That also is one of the Teisha Midas. Pray to Gemara, Eini, Bom Rav Yishuvah Rachmeini, Rav Yenison, Kol Odom She'ishtu Kevasoi, anytime a wife asks for Tashmish from her husband, Havin Loi Bonam Shafil B'der Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Ha'yikum Ha'yisem. It's such a chosim of a thing, they'll have children that even in the Moshe's generation, there weren't such children. What's the Raya? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Hov Lechem Anoshim Chomer Avayim, Moshe asked to bring, he wanted to make a Bezdin, it's by Yisrael, and he said, bring him Anoshim Chomer Avayim, V'chsiv, Ekech Rashi Shavtechem, V'chsiv Nevayim. He couldn't find any Nevayim. Masha'inkin, we find that Yisachar had Nevayim, V'chsiv Yisachar Chamar Garam, V'chsiv, Amnei Yisachar, Yoyidei Bitim Leitim, Yoyidei Abin Leitim, it says they had been on Nevayim. So what do you see? So the Gemara is missing something. And it goes like this. The Mashal explains from the Aruch that when Yaakov was coming home and planning going to Rachel, the Chamor was making noise. And because of that, Leah came out to greet Yaakov. And he told Yaakov, by the way, Rachel sold me your night and you're coming to me tonight. And that night, Yisachar was conceived. And we find that Yisachar had children that were Nevoinim. So you see a case where Leah was Tevas, her husband, and she had children who are Yedei Abina, who are Nevoinim. So you see, anyone, any Isha is Tevas, has Banim that filled with Arsha Maisha Lehava. So you see, that's a good thing. How can you say it's one of the Teisha Midah? See, it's a good thing. And for the Gemara, Ahi Demratzi Arsuyei. She doesn't ask Mamish Bepeh. She just makes, she says, Diveritsu Yapias, and she shows that she's interested. Like the Ran says like this, Shemefata Yisrael, Diveritsu Yapias, Kaleo. So the Omri Yaakov, a loss of oil. All she said, come to my oil. I've always stayed Tevas of a pair. Of course, Chas Shalom, to be Tevas, Tash of a pair, that's a chutzpah, and that's one of Tesha Midas. What it means is, she could show that she's interested, and with Diveritsu, Diveritsu, and that's a Gevaldi Gazach, and there, from there, Yisachar had, Yisachar came out, who was, and the children of and the children were Nevoinim. You see, that's a major Madrega. Hadron Allah, Parak, Ve'elu Mutar, Bli Neder, for those that finished it.